Hopefully you had a nice cowboy-free weekend. No cowboy pregame show on a Sunday for you. I'm sure that's always nice.
Yeah, the cowboy-free Sunday is a nice little gift, and we got one right out of the chute. And I do want to talk about weekend stuff here in a second, but we do have a revelation that I need to address with a member of the crew.
Okay.
So earlier today, I go into the control room during the invasion to get some sponsors. And
did you find any?
I did.
They can be elusive at times.
Well,
it's like NIT breaks. You don't want them to get away.
Got them
right
here.
There. Okay, cool.
Right,
I got mine too.
We're squared away to start the week on that front. And then I look down, and who knows when the last time the cleaning crew cleaned out the trash cans. Maybe Friday night?
Probably Friday.
It feels like there's a weekend's worth of trash always heaping up. And I look in the control room, and there is trash sort of hovering near the top of one of the two trash cans behind Ham. Mm. And I see a Popeyes box, and I think, oh, Ham got himself some tendies. Makes sense.
Suspect number one, if you see the Popeyes box.
Starting the week right, you know? But then I notice, I'm thinking, wow, those look unfinished. And if there's one thing I know about Ham and chicken tenders, that he will devour them. Yet I still see remnants of chicken strips in there, and I'm thinking to myself, well, buddy, did you get a bad batch? What exactly happened?
Yeah. With Ham, nothing goes to waste. It's like the buffalo.
Well, that's not true, because Ham, what did you share with me about half an hour ago?
I got a thing where I won't eat where my fingers touched on chicken fingers.
Huh?
So if I pick up chicken strip or chicken finger where my tips of my fingers are, I don't eat that part. It's kind of like the same as like people that eat like pizza, but they don't eat the crust. I'm like that with chicken, and I also do the same with fries.
Wait, so you won't eat an entire French fry?
No. I'll have like a little mound of like fry stubs and
yeah, he's got little
chicken
cigarette
tips.
Butts.
Yeah,
of French fries.
You know, this is
I feel like every week I find out something different about Ham, and none of this surprises me.
A lot of fried food is considered finger food, so the food you have is cooked. Like,
yeah,
it's fried. Nothing's living on that.
And I'm not cooking my fingers, so I'm not going to eat with my finger touch.
But as long as you wash your hands,
which I do,
you're good.
I just don't. I'm just weird about it.
And pretty much every food you eat is food you eat with your hands.
Now there is exception. I'll do the waffle fry. I'll eat the whole thing of that.
Yeah, we don't want to get crazy.
Yeah.
But even
typically,
I'll
have a pyramid of just fry bits and chicken bits that I have separate.
Can we get a picture of these chicken bits? Because I want to see how much
it is. You can just see them in the trash can.
How do you hold the chicken tender when you're just by the end?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
You don't ever grab a tendy right in the middle?
No, that would be that's
can't
insane.
Eat the middle.
Yeah, the middle's the best part.
Get him a feed bag.
How long has this been going on? Is this just something that little Ham always did, and it carried on to adulthood?
I can't remember when it started, so probably forever.
So let me ask you this. You're eating the best chicken tenders of your life, and you have one, and you're thinking, man, this is so good. I can't get enough of this. Will you transfer to a fork just so you can eat the entire tender?
No, because I like the idea of picking it up with my fingers, but also, if I leave the little bit at the end, that means I could have more of the next strip.
Yeah, but you can have more of the existing strip.
Yeah, you're still only eating about 90% of your food.
But the best part's the middle, like you guys said.
Okay.
And so I want to maximize space in my tum-tum by eating more strips rather than filling up.
Time out. I don't know if I'd agree with that, because a lot of times, like say it's a burnt end on brisket, you get all the, you know, nice crispy exterior. I feel like maybe the first bite or even the last bite of a tender might be arguably the most satisfying.
And depending where you're at, too, there might not even be meat in that bite.
Right.
On the ends.
A lot of the fast food chicken tenders, like you said, some of them, the ends will just be the crisp part. Yeah. There'll be no chicken.
Right.
Yeah. So when you're going for the chicken tender, will you look at both sides and say, okay, there's just crispy part on this side. I'm going to pick it up by this.
Yeah.
And just hold it by the crispy. So you can still eat 100% of the chicken. You're just not getting the crust of it.
I'll do an ocular pat down of the chicken strip before I pick it up.
This is where you guys are screwing up, because the more you think about Ham's life, the more it frustrates you. That's why
I just have questions. I'm just confused.
What about tots? Do you leave a stub
and
with
mark
a tot?
That?
Tots are a different story.
Okay.
Because they're meant to be eaten whole.
And so what are chicken tenders? I've never known anybody that doesn't eat a whole French fry.
Plus with French fries, sometimes you have like the little like, I don't know if it's like where they still have like the peel of the potato on it.
Okay.
I don't typically like to eat those, so I'll pick it up from that end.
Will you ever do the, because a lot of the thinner fries, like I'll just go three or four of those at once.
Yeah.
Because that's the way you're supposed to eat fries.
Just unhinge the jaw.
Yeah, you don't eat one fry. Do you just do a fry at a time, or do you...
Yeah.
Okay.
You currently have an Uncrustable in front of the board.
Okay, what do we do with that? Do we eat the whole thing?
Laying
on
a piece of paper.
Usually I'll leave like a little bit of the not crust and throw that away.
The whole thing's not crust. That's what it's called.
It's called an Uncrustable.
Like the ridge. So like I'll peel off the part.
I'll
throw away like this much.
He found a woman that married him.
He did find a woman that married, yeah.
And she's lovely.
Is this a germ thing, or do you just not want to eat the entire food?
Yeah, I don't think it's a germ thing either, because I'm not really afraid of germs.
You'll go mouth first into those tots.
Yeah. Tots are great, so I'll eat
them. Tots are great. Fries can be great, too.
Yeah.
So are tendies and pizza. If you're not a crust guy, that's more normal.
I'm trying to think if I do this with tacos or not. I think I'll eat the whole taco.
I would hope you eat the whole taco.
Yeah, you got to eat the taco, man.
Especially if you want to stay married.
Just be a man. Be an athlete and eat the taco.
At least on the birthday.
Yeah. How many foods that are not finger foods do you eat normally? Because I'm trying to think. With pizza, tacos, tendies.
You'll eat his pork chops with applesauce.
Yeah, I'll dip it in applesauce.
You have to use a fork for that.
Yeah.
And will you eat the entire pork chop? Because that's one you're not having to grab with your
hands.
There's bone usually in pork chop.
But all the meat, you're...
Yes, I'm eating it, and I'm picking up the bone, and I'm like,
this is fast.
Eating a little meat off the bone.
Whip it across the room.
Yeah. I need to see the French fry nubs.
Oh, I've seen them. There's a lot of them.
It's fascinating, Ham. You were fascinating.
I love this.
There's not many unfinger foods that he eats, though. Like, he's not eating gazpacho. Like, it's all fried. Like, he lives his entire life like he's at the fair.
Like, no soup.
Like, I hate soup. Soup's the worst. Chili. I'll do. Because chili's not soup.
Okay.
Soup's too liquidy.
You can make soup that's not super liquidy.
Yeah, you can have
soup.
You
don't have to have the broth
in it. You can have soup
that
eats like a meal.
I'd rather eat a meal than eat soup. Soup's nothing.
Oh, Ham. All right, well.
I love this. I love learning things about our crew.
Did you guys learn anything about yourselves this weekend?
Man, that's a deep question for a Monday at 1:22.